Today's the day I tell him. I don't care if he's a little younger. I want him, and we're both adults, so it doesn't matter, right? I'm positive he has a crush on me too, but oh, I have my doubts. Still, this is nerve-wracking. God. I'd rather do it and have a bad outcome than not do it and spend the rest of my life wondering. Focus, focus. Breathe. Here goes. Hey there, you. So good to see you. I hope you're doing well. Fantastic. Look, I want to tell you something. Yeah. I'm just going to say it before I freak out. I'm just going to tell you now, my dear. I love you. Yes. I'm serious. I've been in love with you for a while now. I just didn't know how you felt. If you felt the same. I was worried about you wanting to have nothing to do with me if I confessed. I eventually started to suspect that you loved me back. How? Well, you always look really flustered when I would talk to you. Probably how I look now. I mean, I know you're kind of shy, so cute. But this seemed like something else, and I've been watching for a long time. You seem really nervous in particular talking to me, of all people. And you know I'm not a scary person, right? I'm so much smaller than you. Oh, you're really cute. I bet you feel the same way about me. Don't you? It's okay to confess, but only if you mean it. You do? Oh, thank God. Come here and give me a kiss. Just a quick one. Finally, I got to kiss you. One more. It's as good as I hoped. I've always wanted to kiss you, darling. How about let's go do something fun? I mean, if you're available. I don't know, like dinner or something, a date? You're available? Sounds great. How about you come to my place around, say, 6 p.m.? Perfect. How about I make you something really good? You'll love it, I promise. See you soon. Oh boy, maybe this was a bad idea. Cooking. I'm so nervous. I hope he enjoys my cooking. Oh, come on. It's gonna be fine. I'm sure he's just as nervous as I am. Maybe even more nervous. Oh, there's the door. He must be here. Hey there, you. Come on in. Dinner will be ready soon. Why don't you take a seat? You're so silly. You don't need to help me out. It's okay. I've got this one, sweets. I have to say, you look really cute today. Well, I mean, you always look cute, but I mean your fashion sense. Something about you looks especially cute today. I don't know, let's see. Your hair is adorable. You've been taking care of it in a different way, haven't you? Trying things? Oh, yeah, that is a good shampoo. It's important to keep your hair in good condition. So many boys don't know that. Are you saying I sound like your mother? Well, maybe if you want, you could call me Mommy. You look extra flustered. Do you want to call me Mommy? Oh, goodness. I didn't know you had this side of you. Extra adorable. Oh, yes. I like this side of you very much. Oh, there's no need to feel embarrassed. You're gonna be a good boy for me, aren't you? Oh, my. You are such a flustered cutie. Such a cutie pie. Should I pinch your cheek? Gently. Oh, don't worry about it. I shouldn't keep teasing you like that. Sorry. Although you are really cute when you're blushing that hard. Dinner should be ready by now. How about you come eat with me? Okay, let's go. I won't tease you over food. Promise. That was good, wasn't it? So glad you enjoyed it. Well, I mean, food is always yummy. Not always, but the company always makes it better when it's as wonderful as you are. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. So, I was wondering if I could hold you. Like snuggle? No? Yeah? Oh, I've always wanted to hold my good boy. Well, I said I'd stop teasing you over dinner, and well, dinner's done. Getting flustered again. Come here, baby boy. Oh, I really do love you. We've known each other for a long time. Such a good boy for me. I want to hold you very tightly. I'm not holding you too tightly, am I? You'll let me know. That's good, because I wouldn't want to hurt my good boy. You really are such a sweetheart. I just want to smother you in so much affection right now. So cute. So cute. Oh, I'm very happy. I finally confessed to my true feelings for you, and I'm proud of myself for that. And you reciprocated. What could be better? Oh, I am very happy that you feel the same way. If you hadn't, well, that would have been awkward. So tell me, did you have a good time tonight? Some food, some light teasing, some snuggles. Oh my goodness. I wanted tonight to be a really good first date with you. Good impressions and all. We don't have to move super quickly if you don't want to. If my cuddling and other forms of affection are too much, you're gonna have to let me know. Silly, I won't be mad. I want you to be comfortable. Well, I have a good feeling you'll enjoy it, just in case you don't. If you ever want me to stop calling you, I don't know, good boy or babe, or if I'm making you uncomfortable in any way, it's your responsibility to tell me, to communicate that. And it's my responsibility to listen. Of course, that goes both ways. So are you okay with me calling you my good boy? Thank you, good boy. I enjoy calling you that. Of course I do. You are my good boy. So that's what I'll call you, since you like it. You're blushing again. Oh, I love it. Oh, shh, don't hide your face from me. It's too adorable to hide away. That's better. Stand up straight. You're so cute. I'm so lucky that I get to see your cute face here in my house, knowing you love me too. What's that, dear? What? Oh, is that a problem for you? Oh, good. You had me worried there for a second. No, I don't have a problem with your being so much younger than me. Do you have a problem with my being older than you? I mean, we're both adults, so technically there's no problem. I'm only a few years older than you after all. Not a cradle robber, not really. Maybe a cougar, I don't know. Oh, good. I'm glad you find my flustered amusing. I really don't want you to feel like our age is a problem. I'm sure some people might have a problem with age gaps. But one, it's not that big of an age gap. And even if it was, that wouldn't be a problem because two, like I said, we're both adults and there's nothing wrong with this. I mean, if you were 14 and I was your teacher, that would be a little different, but we're grown-ups, consenting adults, right? Feeling a little less nervous about that now? I understand that feeling nervous is normal, but it seems wise to alleviate it where possible, baby boy. It's all going to be okay. Yeah. I want to help you feel safe. Safe and calm with me. Oh, as long as you're happy, it doesn't matter what others think of us, right? And we can't control what they think. It's not our fault. It's kind of not our business. Oh, you're such a good boy. And such a good boyfriend now. Oh, boyfriend. You're my boyfriend. Well, it's making me glow inside. I'm so happy to have you in my life. Because you're the person you are, because I love you most in this entire world. As long as I have you in my arms like this, I feel like we can do anything. Oh, was that a yawn? I guess it is kind of getting late. Would you like to stay here the night? I was going to do some reading on the couch. How about you put your head in my lap? Okay. Come here. Come put your head in my lap. That's good. Get some rest. I love you so much. Good night, my good boy. Cutest good boy in the world. Hmm.